Thank you, Almighty God, for this day. Lord, I just give you the glory. I give you the honor. Father, I realize we can do nothing without you. Zero, not anything. Father, now I just ask you, Father, to bless the hearers of the word. Not only, Father, they be hearers, but be doers. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank God, and amen, and amen. Let's get your Bibles. Let's get your Bibles. Let's go with it. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy 28 there. And I'm still tracking in what we talked about the part of the year, this series about no matter what, commitment. And this probably the last time that you hear a message on that, but it won't be the last time that you hear this term, these three words, no matter what. Because it's got to get down in our spirit and we begin to operate in that. Amen. It's a no matter what. And let's just, I did say Deuteronomy, but let's go to the foundation of scripture, Acts chapter 5, verses number 29. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. That's where we're going to start at. And this has been our foundation scripture right here. 29. It said, then Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. We ought to obey God rather than man. That should be number one in our life. The bottom line is to obey God and to do what God is saying. And these are some principles that I've been teaching on. And I want to continue just to bring you up to speed there. These four areas of no matter what is in number one is be committed, no matter what, to God's principle, to his word, to be obedient to what God has said in his commandment from Genesis to Revelation. And then number two, have a no matter what attitude towards your family. Because family, the enemy do not want that relationship to continue, that you flow smoothly. So you got to have a no matter what attitude towards your family member. And number three, thirdly, have a no matter what commitment towards your church. Towards your church. It's many people just do and say, come and go as they please. But it has to be a no matter what commitment towards your church in the relationship with one another's there. We need one another. And the only way that we're gonna move forward together as a team, we have to have that no matter what commitment towards the church and our relationship and with our family members right here. And then last but not least, no matter what commitment towards your dream, your goal, your vision, whatever God is calling you to do. We want to get to that place called there. We want to make it. We want to fulfill the call of God on our lives and walk in the destiny that he has for you. But it has to be no matter what, because the enemy will definitely try, and he is doing it, get you off course. He will do everything that he can to get you sidetracked, get you caught up, and you begin to put him on the back burner in a lot of areas of your life, with your calling, with your destiny, with relationship, with your church, and even with obeying God. But you have to have a no matter what. And if with that ringing out, if you get that in your spirit, no matter what, when you get ready to make a decision, when you get ready to do things, guess what? I pray that the Holy Spirit will bring that no matter what. And it will help you. Like Peter, when he was fishing, Jesus told him, let down your net for a catch. Peter began to say all kinds of things. He said, I done fished all night. I done toiled all night, and I have caught nothing. Peter was a fisherman, by trade. He knew how to fish. He knew when the tide was going out. He knew when the tides was coming in. He knew what kind of bait to use. He knew what time of season. Well, it was nighttime fishing. And guess what? He said, nevertheless, I would do it. And guess what? If you want to be a blessing to yourself, number one, if you want to be a blessing to your family, if you want to be a blessing to your loved one, obey God. Obey God. You might say, well, I want to help my family do this here. I want to help my neighbor to do this here. I want to be a blessing over him. Let's just start, nevertheless, obeying God's word, because he'll bless you, and then he'll bless those around about you. Now, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy 28. No matter what, let's look at 28. You should be almost there or should be there. Deuteronomy 28. Watch this in. And it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken. If thou shalt, in other words, listen, diligent. You got to focus on what God is saying. Diligent. Not haphazardly, but you got to focus on what the word of God is saying. And watch what he says right here. And it shall come to pass. Watch this here. What he talking about? His blessing. His blessing will come to pass, will come upon you, as we're going to see. It said, thou shalt hearken, listen, and not only be a listen, but be a doer, act upon that which you is hearing. Be diligent. You got to be diligent. You can't be running in and running out, coming and going when you get ready. It's got to be diligent. What is diligent? Persistent. You got to be consistent in doing that. And he said, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments. You got to observe and you got to do all of his commandments from Genesis to Revelation. It might be some things that it just don't sit right with you. If that individual just gets on your nerve, that individual just irks you or whatever it may be. But he's saying to us, no matter what, love him. No matter what, embrace him. No matter what, do what God is saying to you. You rather obey God than man. Just obey God. If he said, wrap your arms around him. If he said, forget about what they said. If he said, forgive them for what he said. Why harbor it in your heart? Why hold on to it? Why, when you see that individual, you frowning? Why, when you see that individual, you dodging them? No matter what, let it go. Let it go, he says, read him, and it shall come to pass, his blessing. Many times we hold up the blessing of God because we doing what we want to do, how we want to do, and we being disobedient. We being stubborn. Let it go. So the blessing of the Lord, watch this here, can come upon us, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse number 2, and all of these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Come on now. They will run you down. They will overtake you. The blessing, if we do what we're supposed to do. Here's a condition. When we want to experience the blessing of God, the things of God in our life, to see him move supernaturally, we got to do it his way. We got to do what the boss say. Come on now. We cannot ignore what he say. We cannot be stubborn. We can't reject what he's saying and do what we want to do. He said, listen, you got to do it diligent. You got to do it consistent. You can't do it just one day, 2 days, and go back to your old way, no matter what. Just do it.